198 additional charges filed in ongoing border enforcement push. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston, the Southern District of Texas has charged another 198 people, including 188 illegal aliens, for immigration and border security-related crimes from August 7 to 13. A total of 154 criminal complaints were filed for felony reentry after prior removal, while another 27 illegal aliens face charges of illegal entry. Many have prior felonies involving narcotics, violent crime, immigration crimes, and more. In addition, 16 people have been charged with human smuggling, which includes 7 illegal aliens themselves. Among the new cases are 3 Mexican nationals, all charged with felony reentry after removal. Authorities found Juan Pablo Sosa Alviso and Jani Martinez Solis in the McAllen area allegedly without legal authorization to be in the United States. According to the criminal complaints, both had previously been removed already this year. Sosa Alviso has a prior conviction for theft of property, while Martinez Solis has a prior conviction for injury to a child, elder, disabled, according to their respective charges. Law enforcement also discovered Agueda Anate Ambriz Penaloza near Rio Grande City after he had allegedly been removed February 14, 2025. Court records reflect a prior conviction for conspiracy to possess meth with intent to distribute. All face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. In addition to the new cases, Mexican national Juan Garcia Villa was ordered to serve 42 months in federal prison for his illegal re-entry conviction. The court considered his criminal history while unlawfully present in the United States, including convictions for possession with intent to manufacture and/or distribute a controlled substance, evading arrest, and illegal re-entry. Authorities first removed him in October 2008, but he repeatedly returned. Law enforcement discovered him again in Houston with no authorization to be in the country. The cases are referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations, ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, as well as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigrants, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Under current leadership, public safety and a secure border are the top priorities for the Southern District. Enhanced enforcement both at the border and in the interior of the district have yielded aliens engaged in unlawful activity or with serious criminal histories, including convictions for human trafficking, sexual assault, and violence against children. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas remains one of the busiest in the nation. It represents 43 counties and more than 10 million people covering 44,000 square miles. Assistant U.S. attorneys from all 7 divisions including Houston, Galveston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo work directly with our law enforcement partners on the federal, state, and local levels to prosecute the suspected offenders of these and other federal crimes. An indictment or criminal complaint is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law. Updated August 17, 2026.